अथीरवनचारियामुन जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद अभाई चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कान संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णवृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि घोर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोगोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंद देवी गंगा देवी जमुना देवी भक्ति देवी की श्री वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की श्री जगन्नाथ परिधाम की श्री द्वारका परिधाम की श्री अयोध्या परिधाम की श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी मंदिर की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि भो समावेत भक्तवृंद की समावेत भक्तवृंद की समावेत भक्तवृंद की श्रील प्रभुपाद की हरे कृष्ण नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नामने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश धारणे प्रभु वन हम्बल रिक्वेस्ट आई हैव अ टेलीफोन विद द कैमरा इन माय शोल्डर बैग इन जितेंद्रिय प्रभुज रूम डाउनस्टेयर्स इफ यू कैन आस्क हिम टू गेट इट आउट एंड देन समबडी हु कैन टेक अ कपल पिक्चर्स थैंक यू Yes. Right. There's no purport. Oh, there is a purport.
There should be a purport.
Acha. Okay. No problem. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ut Tamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Srimad Bhagavatam Skanda 8 Adhyaya 17 Shloka 24 to 28 So I'll just read then and the last one you want to read responsibly or Do you want to read responsibly or should we just the first one and then go to the other ones? Okay. Adite dishtatam garbhe Bhagavantam sanatanam Hiranyagarbho Vijñāya Samire Guhyanamabhihi Adite Dishtitam Garbhe Bhagavantam Sanatanam Hiranyagarbho Vijñāya Samire Guhyanamabhihi. Adite Dishtitam Garbhe Garbham, oh. Antam Sanatanam Yagarbho Vijñāya Samire Guhyanamabhihi Adite Dishtitam Garbham Bhagavantam Sanatanam Hiranyagarbho Vijñāya Samire Guhyanamabhihi Adite Dishtitam Garbham Bhagavantam Sanatanam Hiranyagarbho Vijñāya Samidhe Guhyanamabhihi. Prabhu, you could also get the whole scene. You got everything. Thank you very much. It's kind of you. Adite Dishtitam Garbham Bhagavantam Sanatanam Hiranyagarbho Vijñāya Samidhe Guhyanamabhihi Adhitair Dishtitam Garbham Bhagavantam Sanatanam Hiranyagarbho Vijñāya Samidhe Guhyanamabhihi. Anyone else? Oh, okay. Adite Dishtitam Garbham Bhagavantam Sanatanam Hiranyagarbho Vijñāya Samidhe Guhyanamabhihi. Anyone else? Adite Dishtitam Garbham Bhagavantam Sanatanam Hiranyagarbho Vijñāya Samidhe Guhyanamabhihi. Okay. Padapataha. Padapataha means reading the words. Adithehe. Into the womb of Aditi. Dishtitam. Being established. Garbham. Pregnancy. Bhagavantam. Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sanatanam, who is eternal. Hiranyagarbha, Lord Brahma. Vijñāya, knowing this. Samire, offered prayers. Guhyanamabhihi, with transcendental names. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Lord Brahma understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was now within the womb of Aditi, he began to offer prayers to the Lord by reciting transcendental names purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead exists everywhere. Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. Therefore, when one chants his transcendental names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is automatic. Excuse me. It is automatically pleased by such sankirtana. It is not that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is absent. He is present there. And when a devotee utters the transcendental name, it is not a material sound. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is naturally pleased. A devotee knows that the Lord is present everywhere and that one can please him simply by chanting his holy name. Go on to 25, then I'll recite. I just recite. Sri Brahmovacha Jayor Ugaya Bhagavan Urukrama Namostute Namo Brahmanya Devaya Trigunaya Namo Namaha. Just a translation without the Padapat. Lord Brahma said, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O glories unto you who are glorified by all and whose activities are all uncommon. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. O Lord of the Transcendentalists, controller of the three modes of material nature, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you again and again. Namaste Prishni Garbhaya Veda Garbhaya Vedhase Trinabhaya Triprishtaya Shipishvishtaya Vishnave. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the all-pervading Lord Vishnu, who have entered the cores of the hearts of all living entities. All the three worlds reside within your navel, yet you are above the three worlds. Formerly you appeared as the son of Prishni. To you, the Supreme Creator, who are understood only through Vedic knowledge, I offer my respectful obeisances. Tomadhiranto bhuvanasya madhyam ananta shaktim purusham yamayuhu kalo bhavan akshipatisha vishvam srotro yathantaf patitam gabhiram. O my Lord, you are the beginning, the manifestation, and the ultimate dissolution of the three worlds. And you are celebrated in the Vedas as the reservoir of unlimited potencies, the Supreme Person. O my Lord, as waves attract branches and leaves that have fallen into deep water, you, the Supreme Eternal Time Factor, attract everything in this universe. Tvam vai prajanam stirajangamanam prajapatinam asi sambhavishnuhu divokasam deva divashchutanam parayanam nauriva majjatopsu. My Lord, you are the original generator of all living entities, stationary or moving, and you are also the generator of the prajapatis. O my Lord, as a boat is the only hope for a person drowning in the water, you are the only shelter for the demigods who are now bereft of their heavenly position. Om Ityarshe, Om, what is it? Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Ashtamaskande Saptadasha Adhyayaha Aditi Rupena Bhagavat Avirbhavaha. Okay. Hare Krishna. Prayaha asmakam bhaktaha samskrita bhashana jananti tadartham lecha bhashayam pravachanam dhatavyam. Since you don't know Sanskrit, I'll have to speak in the language of the Malechas, English. Anyata samskritena pravachanam bhavitum arhati. Santi janaha bharate ye parasparam vyavaharah samskritena kurvanti. There are people who converse in Sanskrit in India. Bodha bhavati bharatiyanam prayaha na naiva. Bodha na bhavati, bodha bhavati nava. No, Hare Krishna. They're Indians, but they can't understand. But there are thousands in India who speak. It's not just shlokas. There is a spoken language. It's not just shlokas. Shloka is padyam. Padyam is poetry. And then there's, like in the fifth canto, gadyam, prose, verse. It's not verse, it's prose. It's just spoken language. Aditi's son, who is it? Interactive is okay. Who's Aditi's son? Vishnu. Can you say? Can you tell me? Vaman avatar. They say Vaman avatar. There are different avatars. Ava tarati. You've heard that? Ava is to come down. Tarati, cross over. Arohanam, avarohanam. Arohanam, in India, dwajarohanam, raising the flag. Avarohanam, lowering, coming down. Lord of the universe, Parameshwara, the supreme controller, Bhagavantam Sanatanam. Bhagavantam Sanatanam. Bhagavantam, he's the object of the sentence. Grammar, Sanskrit grammar, that's accusative. It's called nominative, accusative, instrumental, dative, ablative, genitive, vocative, locative and vocative. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vocative. You are calling out, Hey Krishna, Hey Rama, Hey Hare. You're calling to Krishna and Radha. Right? And here, Bhagavantam Sanatanam is the object of this prose, object of this poetry. The eternal Lord, Bhagava, Bhagavan. Bhagavan, someone who possesses Bhaga. Van, he has something. There's other examples of that. I'm just trying to think. Dhanavan. Dhanavan possesses wealth. I think there are two Hindu billionaires in Chicago. I read recently in the online in the Chicago Tribune. Dhanavan. Bhagavan. Bhagas are opulences. One of those opulences is Aishwaryam. Opulence. One of the opulences is opulences. Right? Shad Aishwarya Paripurna. He is filled with six opulences. What are the six? Somebody can help me. Wealth. Yeah, that we. Dhanavan. Gyanavan. Gyanavan, you've heard that, right? Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan. Bhagavan. Aishwaryavan, Dhanavan. So you can learn Sanskrit like this. Sanskritam, not Sanskrit. Sanskritam. Dhanavan, Gyanavan. He possesses knowledge. It's not Jnana, it's Jnana in Sanskrit. In Hindi, and Hindi is Jnana. Gujarati, what do they say? Ganana, different pronunciations, but if you look in the pronunciation guide in the back of this book, Jnya, Jnana, nobody says it in India except a few pundits. Jnana. Bahunam, after many, Bahunam, Janmanam, many births, Gyanavan, one who is in knowledge, Mam, Prapadyate, surrenders to me. So the Shadaishvaryas, what are they? Gyanavan, Shaktiman, Sarva Shaktiman, all powerful. Gyanavan, all knowledge, Sarvajnya. It's a, like you, here you have so many words that are shortened in English, right? Instead of Lawrence, they say Larry, whatever. Then it comes down to Lair. Sarvajnya, knows all. What else is there? Vairagyavan, you can say. He possesses renunciation. Bhagavan means all opulences. Bhagavantam Sanatanam, that eternal Lord, Sanatanam, eternal, Sanatan. Adite, what is it again? Where will we start? Where did we start? 24? Adite dishtitam garbham. Adishtitam, he became established garbhe, in the womb. How is that? Every day someone is born, and every day some living entities are impregnating another living entity. Visheshataha, special. It's a special occurrence when the Lord of everything appears somewhere. Aditi is the wife of Kashyapa. How is it that he came in her womb? They were great souls. That's all you can say. They were special. Prishni, later on Prishni is mentioned, who performed thousands of years of austerities. Can we perform one day of austerities? It's very difficult. On Ekadasi, we're not supposed to eat anything. We cannot fast, so we have falahara, right? Falahar, we say, fruits and non-grains. Because we cannot perform the austerity for one day. Oh, that's my, excuse me. I pardon me. Turn off the sound. So for thousands of years, we can't imagine the kind of austerities that these great souls performed to have Lord Vishnu. Boy, I didn't turn it completely off, huh? It's gone vibrate or something. Can I just say I'm in the class? Hello? Pravachan de raha hu, baad mein baat karunga. Hare Krishna. My son. Oh. So, to have the Lord come into your family, the Devatas, because Aditi was the wife of Kashyapa. And Kashyapa and Aditi was the mother of Devaraj Indra, the king of the Devatas. So Vamanavatar is the younger brother of Indra. Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Ridayanti Yuge Yuge. You know that, right? Indrari Vyakulam. The enemies of Indra disturb the universe, so therefore Lord comes to help Indra and the Devatas. It's all in these histories, ancient histories, the Puranas. All in the ancient histories. Then people have become faithless. There's no God. There are faithless religions. Well, they have faith, but so-called religion where there's no God. Let's put it like that. What is that? Buddhism, Jainism, no Ishvara. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. Everything is owned by Ishvara. The Vedic concept is that Ishvara is there. We may not see him. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavritaha. Nobody, everyone cannot see me because I am covered by my yoga maya, my internal energy. The Lord is there and he's giving knowledge. But then there are varying claims, right? Varying claims. Well, God actually appeared to so-and-so and said such-and-such. The Western religions. We don't take them seriously. We don't take them seriously. Why? They have a human origin. And Vedas do not have a human origin. Aparosheya. No human being wrote the Vedas. The Vedas were seen by rishis, mantra drashtas. You heard this? The Vedas, how many shlokas are in the Vedas? Question. How many shlokas in the Vedas? Eternal. Any other guess? How many shlokas in the Vedas? Unlimited. Anybody want to try? No. There are no shlokas in the Vedas. The Vedas are mantras, not shlokas. Remember this. Remember this. Because the mantras were seen by rishis, mantra drashta. And they're all called mantras. Mantrayate iti mantra. Deliver the mind. You've heard that. Mantrayate. Tranaya karunya ghana ghanavtvam. We sing every day Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Guru Vashtakam. Tranaya. There's a devotee from Chicago, Tranakarta, a god brother. Right? Trana means difficulty. Tranaya for difficulty. Tranaya to relieve the difficulties. Karunya, mercy. What was the other, the first word? Trana. What was, I remembered and I forgot. No, before that. Anyway. No, before that. I lost a chain of thought. It happens. Trana means difficulty. No. Karunya. No, before. Mantra. Mantrayate iti mantra. Trayate. Tranakarta, trayate, tranaya. Mantrayate iti mantra. To deliver the mind from difficulty. The mind has difficulty. Where did I come from? Kastvam kutaha ayata. Who are you? Where have you come from? Ayata, gacchanti, agacchanti, going and coming. Who are you? Where have you come from? This is in the Upanishads. Because like Brahma was born on the lotus from the navel, Padmanabha. Padma is a lotus. Nabha is the navel. Brahma was born on that lotus and he didn't know who he was. And we are all in the same position. Who are we? Where have we come from? Then there are many answers. There's no God is one of the answers. But we don't accept that. But even he could not, Brahma could not see Vishnu below him. He was in the darkness. Then what could he do? Tapa, he heard. Perform austerity. To obtain God, you have to perform austerity. And that's very difficult. What to speak of knowing that God exists? Ishavasyam idam sarvam. So back to the Vedas. Because Vedas are the mother who can tell you who is the father. Only mother knows who is the father. Aham bija pradapita. What's the whole verse? I was just yesterday. Murtaya sambhavantiya. Is that it? Trying to remember this Gita verse. Sarva yonishu kaunteya. In all species of life, but yoni means a womb, garbha. Garbha and yoni are paryaya padani. They're synonyms. Sarva yonishu kaunteya. O Kaunteya, O Arjuna, in all species, Sarva yonishu kaunteya murtaya sambhavantiyaha. I make different forms of life. Sambhavanti, create. Tasam brahma mahadyonihi. And this entire creation is a great womb. Aham bija pradapita. And I am the seed-giving father. So all the forms, the, what is it, 8,400,000 species of life according to the Vedas. Murtaya sambhavantiyaha. I created them. Sarva yonishu kaunteya, but he puts the form. There are different forms. Animals, plants, the trees without the leaves standing in the cold. We are suffering because of this cold. People said, why, he told me, why are you leaving India at this time of the year to come to this cold North America? This is the time when everybody, all the tourists come to India. And I'm doing the reverse opposite. What did they do to stand for many, many years in the cold? It's even worse in Siberia. Here, the leaves will come back in a few months. In Siberia, there's no trees with leaves, or other places like that, right? Alaska, northern Canada, Antarctica, there's nothing. But there are penguins. Why do they have to suffer in the cold weather or become ignorant? And it goes on and on. Mudha janmani janmani. Those who are fools have to take birth again and again in the material world. The repetition of birth and death. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Tranaya karunya ghana ghanavtvam. When the clouds pour rain on the forest fire, it's like mercy. The material existence is miserable. Human form, you got the intelligence to understand this. Very few. What's that verse? Bahunam janmanam anteno. There's another one. Manushyanam sahasreshu. Thank you. Kaschid. Out of thousands of persons, yatati means to endeavor. Prayatna, we have in Hindi. Prayatna. Yatna. Yatati. Siddhaye, to become perfect. Out of thousands, maybe one. People are living like animals, mostly. Few are interested. Some of them are atheists, right? Just like we're coming here, there's the Buddhist temple. 3 months ago, I went to Brahmadesh. You know Brahmadesh? You know Brahmadesh? Well, I didn't go to Rangoon. I went to Manipur. And by road, we crossed the border between India and Brahmadesh is called today Myanmar. Myanmar. Burma. British called it Burma. Burma is a distortion of Brahma. Brahmadesh. And so there, we actually went to a Buddhist monastery. We were only there for like 3 hours. You don't need a visa. They give you a pass, you cross the border, you're in Burma from India. And these, we saw them praying before they were eating, and we saw the distributing foodstuffs. Can't call it prasad, I don't know. It's not offered. Lord Buddha is one of the avatars. And they're praying, but they're praying to nothing. They don't believe that there's a Ishwara. They don't believe God exists. What to speak of knowing about the different avatars. Brahma understood Vishnu was taking the form of Vamana. So he began to offer. So these prayers are very, what do we say, ruchi karaha, giving pleasure. Ruchi means pleasure. There was a godbrother who threw himself in front of the train in Vrindavan. Poor guy, Ruchi. I don't know if you ever heard his name. Poor fellow, yeah, 1992. Jitendra, no, 92. We can agree to disagree. He used to come and visit me. Karaha is to do. Yeah, he used to be here. He distributed a lot of books. Committed an offense. Committing suicide is an offense. Yeah, it's an aparad. Because your body doesn't belong to you, it belongs to your guru. So committing suicide is a guru aparad. You surrendered and you destroy the body. He made a mistake. Karaha to do. Ruchi karaha gives pleasure. What gives pleasure? All the pastimes, the leelas, leela katha. So this is one of those leelas, and this prayers are also ruchi karaha. They provide a taste for devotees who are interested to hear the pastimes of Lord Vishnu. Jaya Urugaya. Urugaya, always glorified. Gayanti, they sing. Gaya means singing. Urugaya, always praising. Jayor Jayorugaya Bhagavan Urukrama. Urukrama, whose activities are very glorious. Namo stute, namo brahmanya devaya, shrigunaya namo namaha. When nowadays it's become very common among ISKCON devotees, dandavat pranam. Right? They say that when they meet each other. But in the Sanskritam, namo namaha. There was a devotee, a godbrother, a couple weeks ago, heavily chastised me. What is this namo namaha? Then somebody asked me, namo namaha. It's right here. In the 25th verse, namo namaha. Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. I tried to explain. When you, in Sanskrit, when you want to stress something, you say it twice. Right? Sutta, sutta, mahabaho. O sutta. Namo namaha. What namo, the O is a link, sandhi, coalescence. Namaha namaha. Many obeisances. That's all. Simple. Why should there be chastisement or argument? Namo namaha is being used by Brahma to offer his respects to Vamanavatar, who was in the womb of Aditi. And it's in the Gita 11th chapter when namo namaste again and again, obeisances. We like to, this is a movement of offering obeisances, isn't it? When the Jai Dwani, Jayam Vishnupad, in the Gaudiya Math, I'm talking about not the present Gaudiya Math, but at the time of Prabhupada, nobody bowed down. Somebody started bowing down and then everybody bowed down. It wasn't a tradition. But there's a tradition, right, of the Dandavat Parikrama. Dandavat, like a stick, parikrama of Govardhan, right? There people do. Takes how long? A month or 3 months? Or I don't remember. How? You know? Anybody know? I don't know. Because they're different systems. Some people move 108 stones. I've seen this. I did Govardhan parikrama not long ago, last month. Was it end of October? I had the good fortune of doing the Govardhan parikrama after a long time. And the last 1.5 kilometers jogging. People say, how can you jog? I'm a senior citizen. 60 plus. How can you jog from Radhakund to Kusum Sarovarai? Half jogging. You can't say full jog. You know. But you see people when you do the Govardhan parikrama moving a stone, doing a dandavat, moving another stone, doing an 108 stones they move. Then they go ahead. How long does it take them to circumambulate? What is this dandavat? It is offering respect. Namaha. Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya. Why are we using this word namaha? But there's fanatics out there. You shouldn't say namaha. That's fanaticism, isn't it? They don't understand what we're saying every day. Isn't it crazy? Hare Krishna. We should not be fanatics. Prabhupada said we're not fanatics. How do you conquer fanaticism? By understanding. Bodha. The word Buddha comes from Bodha. To understand. Lord Buddha, the Bodhi. Bodhi means he understood. But what should be understood is the Vedas. Vedic literature, not mental speculation. Buddha and Mahavir, Jains, reject the Vedas. Nindasi yagna videhe, right? Ninda means to offend. Yagna videhe, the system of performing fire sacrifices. Nindasi yagna videhe, ahaha shruti jatam. He condemned the Vedas. Snapayasi payasi darshita pashugatam. With compassion for the poor animals who were being slaughtered in the name of Vedic sacrifices, Buddha came and offended and rejected the Vedas to establish peace, ahimsa. Himsa, violence, ahimsa, non-violence. All these avatars, including the Vamana avatara, we bow down again and again. Namo namaha. Urukrama namostute. Oh, Lord who can do anything, I offer my obeisances unto you. I bow down again and again. We could bow down for our whole lives. So how many in the Dashama Skanda, 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, different demigods and wonderful persons were freed from curses by Lord Krishna, and immediately as soon as they were freed from the curse, they bowed down, right? What is it? Manigriva and Nalakuvera, Arjuna trees, Damodar Lila. Lord Krishna broke the trees, and the devatas, the sons of Kuvera, the treasurer of the demigods, Dana Devata, the demigod of wealth, what did they do? They bowed down. Whole Bhagavatam is teaching us to bow down. So bowing down is good. Brahma is bowing down. Brahma is bowing down. Next verse, Namaste Prishni Garbhaya. Aya is indicative of two. Krishnaya, Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya. So, two Krishna. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, to the That God, Deva, means God or demigod, depending on the prasanga. Prasanga is the context. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Namaste Prishni Garbhaya Deva Garbhaya Vedase. All these ayas too, that it's a suffix that's added to indicate dative case. In this case, it's singular. Singular, dual, and plural. Singular, one person, dual, two persons, plural, many persons. Bahunam, Janmanam, plural. Prishni Garbhaya, Deva Garbhaya, Trinabhaya, Tripristaya, Shipivishtaya, Vishnave. Vishnave is also that dative case. Chakrine, Vishnave. There's other examples that gotta remember those. To Vishnu, Vishnave, Vedase. Vedase is who, there's also Chaturthi, Veda Garbhaya, who remains within Vedic knowledge. So if you read these verses, they're not divorced from the Vedas. The Bhagavatam is not something that has nothing to do with the Vedas. The Bhagavatam is linked intimately at all times with the four Vedas. So again and again, you get it, that there's a link between the Puranas and the Vedas. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Vidim, Vina, right? Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, what's it called? Nectar of Devotion. Shruti, Vedas. Smriti, that which was remembered. Those are the Dharma Shastras. You know the Dharma Shastras? There are 80 of them. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi. These are the Puranas. The Bhagavatam is one of 18 Mahapuranas and 18 Upapuranas. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Puranadi. Panchara, Puranadi, Mahabharata, Ramayana, they're all included. They're all histories. Puranas are histories. Pancharatra, Agama Shastras. What is that? What's the word in English? Supplementary Vedic literature. The Vidhi, the teachings, the path taught in these books, Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Vina, without Aikantiki, Harer Bhakti, Utpata Yeva. It is just a disturbance. Buddhism, Jainism, and I may say the Western religions are actually a disturbance to society, because they lead you away from the path of the Vedas. But for preaching, sometimes, oh yes, so and so is our guru. I don't want to mention the name. You know who I'm talking about. Oh, not one, there are several. Actually, confidentially, they're not our guru. Well, I asked Prabhupada in Vrindavan, 1975, is it better to worship the one God of the Western religions or worship the demigods? He said, it's better to worship the demigods, because by following the Vedic system, you get gradual elevation. He told me, these Western religions are the religions of the meat eaters. But sometimes to convince the meat eaters, you have to praise their gurus. That's called time and circumstance preaching. But our ideology is that the Supreme Lord and the Devatas, Yayapi Anya Devata Bhaktaha Yajante Shradhayanvitaha in the Gita. Tepi Mameva Konteya Yajanti Avidhi Purvakam. Then you say Avidhi Purvakam, but it's Veda Vidhi. It's the system of the Vedas to worship the demigods, as well as worshipping the Supreme Lord. But in Yoga Shastra Gita, it says it's not the proper system. But compared to the Western religions, it's the Vedic system. So it's a better system. The Bhagavatam is the Paramahamsa Samhita. Those who don't give up their material desires and worship only Vishnu, worship only Krishna. Who has given up their material desires? That is the... It's not easy. It's mercy. Then it's like the cloud of rain. Cloud doesn't distinguish, right, between the forest fire or the ocean. Rain is falling. We got some mercy. We're not fit for this mercy. Especially us Malechas and Yavanas from sinful families. It's like Prahlad. But he got mercy directly from Narada. We didn't get... Oh, Prabhupada is a representative of Narada. You can say like that. Time is up. Any questions? Hare Krishna. Yeah, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. You mentioned when you were talking about a gentleman that committed suicide, you mentioned that it was an offense because the body belongs to the guru. Does the body not... doesn't it belong to Krishna? I guess that's my question. What do you mean the body belongs to the guru?
Right. The guru is the representative of Krishna, so it's not considered different.
Oh.
Well, that's all the prayers that we chant to the guru. He's giving us Krishna. So he's a representative. Just like Prabhupada was offered a very fancy car, and the reporters came and said, "Why are you traveling in a Rolls Royce car?" "So I'm a representative of God." You know, we could criticize him also if we wanted to. And I'm sure there are those who criticized. But the guru is considered to be the representative of God. Some people say he's God. They're Mayavadis, of course. But we say representative. But representative is like an ambassador. When an ambassador of one country goes to the other country, he's given special respect and regard as if he was the head of the other country. Right?
I see. To what extent does the body or person belong to the guru? You don't mean as in like a slave master or...
the spiritual master. It's, you know, because there are different ashramas according to the Vedic system, stages of life. Student, householder, retired and renounced. So in the student life, the student is a slave of the guru. And Lord Krishna himself acted as a slave of his guru, Sandipani, in the Krishna Lila, 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The guru ordered, "Go and get fire for the sacrifice." So Krishna and Sudama went into a forest. Then it started raining. Then they couldn't get back to the ashram. Then the guru had affection for them, so he came searching. But they had to follow the orders of the guru as a slave. But it's not that type of slavery system that you're thinking about, the African-American slavery or others. There, you know, there's still slaves in the world, in Yemen. There's still a slave system. That's a real backward country. But the point is, they were not, those slaves are not treated like human beings. That's called atyachar. Atyachar in English is, what's the word for atrocities? This slave system, that you feel as if you're a servant. Dasosmi, I am your servant. That's in the Bhagavatam. The brahmachari gurukule vasandanto gurorhitam dasavan. He possesses the qualities of a servant. The brahmachari, the student, is supposed to serve the guru as a menial servant. Why? Because he'll get knowledge by serving the guru. The guru will be pleased with him and he will teach him the Vedas, the Vedic knowledge. Not that it's an atrocity like, you know, in the South before the abolition of slavery. That's a different scenario.
Okay.
It's a different mentality. It's a cruel mentality, like a lion or a tiger is a cruel animal. They don't show mercy, right? But in the Vedic system, it's not like that. There's mercy. Tranaya Karunya, Guru Kripa, Guru, there are so many synonyms for that, right? Kripa means mercy, and there's so many synonyms for the Prasad, Guru Prasad. Prasadam is the mercy of Krishna. So the Vedic system is a merciful system. It's not a cruel, like a lion and a tiger system.
Thank you.
There are heartless people, heartless human beings in the world. Yeah. There's a question here. Oh, you have a question? Then okay, Prabhu, you're next.
Well, about the Rolls Royce, Prabhupada said it should be a gold Rolls Royce.
Okay.
And then they said...
Didn't the king of Saudi Arabia had a gold Rolls Royce, I think, and then he said, 50 years ago.
Prabhupada, we have enough money to buy a Learjet. And Prabhupada says, no, we'll just travel like this because it's just another way for them to criticize.
Prabhupada didn't even want to travel in first class plane. He said, it's just there's more alcohol served over there than compared to the economy class. Here, oh, okay.
Prabhu, I want to clarify. You said about namo namo. Like, for example, in front of deity, we should not pay obeisances to anybody. But what happens if the guru comes? So right. should we pay obeisances?
We're doing it every day, or we're making a mistake every day. You had the Guru Puja here in front of the deities. You, Prabhupada put his own deity on the altar, but as a representative of Krishna, not as an incarnation of Krishna. So the Guru is worshipped as good as God. So in that sense, in front of the deities, okay. When I joined ISKCON, there was no daily Guru Puja, and we still have a Vyas Puja. So why should we do it daily? Good question. Sometimes I wonder. Same time that Guru Vashtakam, it says, Dhyayan stuvam sthasya yasyas trisandhyam. Not even once a day, three times a day. But formal puja used to be once a year. But you can't say it's wrong to do it on a daily basis. Yeah, it's three times a day. What to speak of once a day? Right. Another question?
Yeah, one more thing. Thing is that what happened in Krishna book, it is mentioned, when Lord Balaram came, Romaharsana, he was sitting in his Vyasasana, Romaharsana Sutta.
Right.
He didn't say any respect.
He didn't stand up.
He didn't say
Everyone anything. Stood up, but he didn't stand up.
Then Lord Balaram killed him.
Right.
So, this is another
so the Guru can also... make an offense to the Lord. It's possible. Well, that whole story shows that. We worship the Guru as good as God, but the Guru has to also follow. You know, the Guru can't go out and say, well, I'm as good as God, now I'll drink alcohol or, you know, go to the house of a prostitute or, you know, go to the casino. Yeah, then he falls down. Then he's not the guru.
His question, I want to add one nice word. Sarva Deva Maya Guru, you know. That how is that guru represent the all sum of all demigods?
Right. There's, that's Not that the Guru is God, but all the devatas, there are different shlokas praising the Guru.
I want to make a quick comment about the difference, is that the modern exploitative slavery, the person is demanding service from another person for their personal benefit. Whereas the spiritual master is exactly the opposite. The spiritual master is allowing you the privilege to serve him for your benefit. Like, it's complete opposite. And even in terms of the guru, the spiritual master being the representative of Krishna, just in this chapter and the previous verses, Kashyapa Muni, Aditi was advised by Krishna himself to worship Paramatma in Kashyapa Muni's heart, to worship him in the heart of her spiritual master. So it's even a direct expression from Krishna himself, worship me through the spiritual master, even within this chapter. And then,
good points.
And my question is, what is obeisances? What is namaha? What does it mean?
That's actually a good question. That's a valid question. What it means is to express respect and regard. But it shouldn't be just for show, to be politically correct. You should actually feel that you respect everyone. Amanina manadena, that is there, right? Trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena. A Vaishnav is someone who offers respects to everyone. But sometimes we saw Prabhupada got angry with Mayavadis, right? And started fights, verbal fights, not physical fights. There, if you go through Prabhupada's history. But he got angry when they, you know, spewed atheism, or you know, Mayavadi philosophy is atheism basically. But we can respect even an ant. You know the story, right? The hunter who was converted by Narad Muni, Mrigari. So then he saw an ant and he offered, he didn't want to crush the ant that he was offering respect. So amanina, no desire for respect, manadena, to give respect. Then you can do kirtan, kirtaniya sadhari. So that type of mentality, namo namaha, means offering respects. You have to feel chinadapi sunichena, lower than a straw in the street and more tolerant than a tree. Well, we see all these trees tolerating this cold. It's very difficult. It's a test, or right, we have a 1, 2, because I saw his hand first.
I'm wondering if you can give some tips or advice of how to conduct our studies in the ashram, the Brahmacharya ashram.
I'm in favor of the Vedic system, which is what Prabhupada wanted to revive. So there's a Vedic educational syllabus. Actually having a dialogue with Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj on this, which I've been keeping it on a back burner. You know him, Bhakti Rasamrita Swami? Vedic system is in the Bhagavatam. Brahmachari Guru Kule Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevai. But really, there is an extant system in India that we are not emulating except in the Mayapur Gurukul. And even there, see, you may call me a radical or something, but Samskrita Bhasha Shikshaniya, you should learn Sanskrit. Bhagavad Gita Bhasha Samskrita Bhasha. Srimad Bhagavatasya Bhasha Samskrita Bhasha. Vedeshu Sarva Vedeshu Samskrita Bhasha. Is it possible? I can converse. It took me 1 week because I was already speaking Hindi. That was 1988, so a long time ago. Sambhavam asti, it is possible. But the determination should be there. There's an immersion camp in Delhi and in Benares. You pay some money and you get 2 meals a day without onion and garlic, and from 5:30 in the morning till 10 at night you speak only in Sanskrit. After 2 weeks you get basic conversational ability. You can again go and pay the money again and stay. This runs last 20 years. It's called an immersion camp. Well, for foreigners they're charging a little more, like 2,500 rupees. That's like the cost of a hotel room for one day. It's like less than $50 for the whole 2 weeks. There's many devotees who have gone in that camp. Now, once you finish that camp, you know, you don't know everything, but you get some basic conversational ability. The old system was to memorize. They call it by rote, a Chinese system. It's not really Chinese, it's a Vedic system. Now, the parrot-like recitation was condemned because the reasoning there was that those people were only for profit, not for giving the knowledge. They wanted to live a comfortable family life. Hey, Sandipani was a family man. The Guru Mata, his mother, the boys, young boys, need a mother figure. Brahmacharya is from 8 to 25. That's the traditional system. Yeah, or 5 to 25. So the mother has to be there, not only the father. Sandipani, if you read the story, it's in the Bhagavatam. Where was he from? Who can answer? Another trick question. Where was he living? You don't know? Sandipani Ashram, where is it? In Dwarka. No. He's a Prabhupada disciple over here. You thought wrong. I shouldn't be offensive, but Avantika. Where's Avantika? What's it called today? It's one of the seven Puris, Sapta Puris. Dwarka is one of them, so you weren't far away, whoever said Dwarka. You don't know Avantika? Avantika, Ujjain. Ujjain, you've heard of Ujjain? No? You haven't heard of Ujjain? Pardon? There's an ISKCON temple there, but it's actually a place of Lord Shiva. Mahakaleshwar. But actually, Ujjain came from the word Udyan, gardens. The kings of that place had many beautiful gardens. And he was living there, but he was from Kashi. He was from Benares. This is in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto. So Sandipani was a grihastha. And the system was Gurukul, a Brahmin who was learned in Vedas. Boys would go and memorize a Veda. And after you memorize the Veda, then you would study the Vedangas. One of them is grammar. Another one is astronomy, which became astrology. Or anyway, astronomy is the old one. Then the Shiksha, Kalpa, Chanda Shastra, Shiksha, phonetics, Chandas, the prosody, what was the other ones? Jyotisham, astronomy, Vyakaranam, grammar, Shiksha, Kalpa. Kalpa is the Vedic, how to perform the sacrifices. How am I forgetting the other two? There are six. Then after Vedangas, Vedas and Vedangas, then you would study Puranas, Dharma Shastras, Darshana Shastras, the philosophies, the six philosophies that came from the Vedas, Vedanta being our branch of Upanishads, means the Upanishads are Vedanta, Vedanta Sutra, and then Gita, Sarva Upanishado Gavo, I went over the time. Is it okay? Yeah, Mataji's question is pending. Sorry.
In the early breakdown of the verse that you were doing word by word for verse 24, I may have not grasped one thing, so I wanted to check with you. Did you say that Dishtitam had to do with the raising and the lowering of the flag?
No. Dishtitam is establishing something. The raising is arohanam, going up, taking the flag up. And avarohanam, coming down. Ava means to come down. Avatar. Avatarati, to cross, come down. So the Lord came down as Vamana. It's an avatar. Vamana avatar. Avatarati. So coming down from the spiritual world into the womb of Aditi, the mother of Indra, the wife of Kashyapa.
Sorry, that was drawn from the garbham word, or you just extrapolated?
No, adishtitam garbham, he established himself in the womb.
Oh, so that was the connection. Okay.
Right.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, we have a comment over there. Sure.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much. The words, my Guru Maharaj said that the Namaha words, na means not, and ma means false ego. So we are actually, we are completely dependent upon the Lord. So when we say Namaha, we are leaving our false ego.
Oh, okay.
And the there is nothing that Lord cannot accomplish. So leaving our false ego, we completely give our body, mind and words and surrender to Him. Namaha.
It's like tapa. Well, there are some shlokas, you know, this Vayustuti of, who wrote that? Jayatirtha, I think, Madhva disciple. There's, you know, you can, the syllables can have meanings, is basically what you're saying, and yeah, it's there. Okay? Getting late. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hare Kishore Kishori Ki Jai. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Varnitai Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Or I'll get chastised for that too. Hare Krishna. Thank you for this opportunity.